At about 6:56 p.m. on Monday, the Hayes Fire Department was dispatched to report of a structure fire with smoke showing located at 1725 Haney Drive in Hayes. And upon arrival, fire crews found a detached garage behind the home was heavily involved with fire. Crews then deployed 2 1¾-inch hand lines to attack the fire, and firefighters quickly brought the fire under control. The crew stayed on the scene searching for and extinguishing hot spots. No injuries were reported, and an investigation that was conducted after the fire to try and determine the cause and origin of the fire concluded that the fire was accidental. The Hayes Fire Department, the Ellis County Fire Department Company 5, Ellis County EMS, the Hayes Police Department, and Midwest Energy all responded. The Hayes Fire Department would like to remind everyone to check smoke and CO alarms to make sure they are functioning correctly. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, the co-chair of the Congressional Down Syndrome Task Force, was joined by Senators Eric Schmidt of Missouri and Chris Van Hollen of Maryland to reintroduce the Ensuring Nationwide Access to Better Life Experience, or ENABLE Act, which would make permanent several positions from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act related to ABLE accounts. Senator Moran said that as co-chair of the Congressional Down Syndrome Task Force, he's worked to help pass the original ABLE Act, and he's grateful to see more steps being taken to secure this important program, which allows individuals with disabilities to have greater financial stability. He said that by extending reforms to the program, they have already proven successful. People with disabilities can continue to access these accounts and have flexibility investing in their futures. And he thanks Senator Schmidt and Van Hollen for their continued efforts to protect this critical program. The senators were joined by 11 other senators introducing this effort. Achieving a Better Life Experience, or ABLE accounts, also known as 529A accounts, allow people with disabilities and their families to save and invest through tax-free savings account without losing eligibility for federal programs like Medicaid and Supplemental Security Income. Governor Kelly and the Kansas Water Office recently announced the award winners for the second round of the Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302 grant programs, which provide over $26 million in funding for water projects and technical assistance to communities across Kansas. In 2023, Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302 increased the amount of state funding for the State Water Plan Fund, or SWPF, and created 2 new water-related grant funds, the Technical Assistance Grant Fund and the Water Projects Grant Fund. And in the first year, 34 municipalities and special districts related to water were rewarded $18 million. The grant program received over 300 applications in its first year, so an additional $10 million was provided in 2024 through the legislature to address the high demand for funding. Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office, said they're grateful for the legislature and Governor Kelly for approving this additional funding, as they received a large number of applications again this year, and this funding is necessary to Kansas communities. 39 technical assistance grants and 24 water project grants were awarded to 70 communities and special districts related to water, though over 270 communities applied for the 2024 funding period, requesting a total of $237 million. Senator Rick Billinger with Kansas Senate District 40 said Kansas's small agricultural towns are the lifeblood of our state, and this funding will help these communities have the clean and affordable water access they need to thrive. A total of $26,287,103 was awarded. Locally, for the Technical Assistance Grant Fund, Norcator was awarded $134,700, and for loan assistance, NWKPNDC Hill City was awarded $1,104,952. To see the full list of funded projects, you can visit kwo.ks.gov.